This is a team victory, okay? Special teams played great. Coverage was tremendous, all right? Offense got it done when they had to. We keep fighting on offense. We got a bunch of fighters. Got it done when we had to, all right? But defense won this game. Defense led the way, all right?
Yes, they did, Cadre Ismael. Welcome back to our Q&A segment. Defense did lead the way, as John Harbaugh just said, but the offense got off to a quick start.
It was important for the offense to get momentum going in their favor. I thought that all game long, Jim Caldwell did a fine job of really showing that, look, we're not going to sit back and just be conservative. We're going to pull out all the tricks to the table and know that they're going to work. And I thought that if you take a look at the tape, what Jim and this offense did, flea flicker action. Go ahead, get it started right. There's nothing like trying to say we're going to be an aggressive play calling offense against a very good defense. Now, of course, you're talking about Joe Flacco extending plays. Great job of a stiff arm, but nice throw to Dallas Clark in the back of the end zone. That shows his arm strength. Holy man. But you're also talking about, yeah, tight window throws and great catches by number one receiver in Torrey Smith. And then, of course, the finishing aspect of the game. It's one thing to start the game fast, but another to finish it. Ed Dixon with a critical catch to help set up that field goal at the end of the game. Talked a lot about how that offense, yeah, John Harbaugh said it, they had a lot of fight.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Defensively, what did they do defensively to disguise the coverages that seemed to give Andy Dalton some problems?
Let me tell you this. Dean Pease did a phenomenal job all game long of confusing Andy Dalton. Now, this right here is really simple. Who's coming, who's not coming? When you take a look at the pre-snap read, it looks like everybody's up in the box and they're going to be coming out there and it's going to be tough. Well, now Andy Dalton's thinking that his receivers, the little double post route, that's going to be easy pickings, but it's not. Let's go ahead and look at this from the linebacker's perspective. They did a phenomenal job of dropping back into coverage. Andy had nowhere to go. Let's flip it around and let's see what the quarterback is looking at. He's identifying both Elvis Dumervil and Jamil McClain. Jamil's peppering the line of scrimmage. He's thinking, okay, great. Come to me because my tight ends, they're going to now all of a sudden be open. Well, as he scans, there's nowhere to go with the football to the point where even his check down was ineffective. Let's look at the sack. Art Jones did a phenomenal job of pushing up the upfield shoulder, pardon me, and then now does a great job of getting inside and getting to Andy Dalton. This is synergy at its finest. This is what you call team defense. Disguise the coverage one, but then you're also looking at Art Jones being relentless. Tyson gets into it as well. Man-to-man coverage across the board with safety help on the back end. You're talking about Andy Dalton, nowhere to go with the football. What do? I have to scramble around. D'Angelo Tyson, relentless. You got to look at this again from the back angle. Look at D'Angelo Tyson. Now, all of a sudden, he's just scanning and getting Andy Dalton. Andy had some big runs, but they were nowhere near the level when it came to crunch time of getting them because of the confusion Dean Pease and that defense put on that offense.
And Elvis Dumervil had a real good day against Andre Whitworth.
Let's just go ahead.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, exactly. He put on a clinic. And Andrew Whitworth is a dominant kind of a tackle, but he had nothing for Doom. Doom did a great job of rushing upfield, a little bull rush action, a little swim move. My goodness. I mean, 5 sacks, 3.5 of those were Elvis. Elvis pushing him back, a little bull rush action right there to get him down. We're talking about 9 tackles for losses, 9 quarterback hurries, and those 5 sacks. Really, it was a clinic, I thought, for a team that was as good as the Cincinnati Bengals were. Dean Pease has to be proud of his defense.
And that set up the game-winning field goal from Justin Tucker.
Good things happen. Obviously, the game was kind of a crazy game as far as going into overtime with the Hail Mary pass. But when you got Dr. Pepper in that windy of a condition, kicking as straight as he had, my goodness, you just knew that it was going to be a Ravens victory.
The 5th game-winning field goal for Justin Tucker, who he's made 16 in a row, as we said earlier, and this was a huge win for the Ravens.
It was a phenomenal win. Again, something that you can build upon moving forward, knowing that you have the resolve to do what it takes to win ball games against good football teams.
There's our Q&A segment. When we come back, we go back inside the game-winning Ravens locker room. Stick around.